Well, our preparations are on course. I'm happy to report that we have now availed the final voter's roll to Zimbabweans after a bit of a struggle. It was our very first voter's roll that we availed to ordinary members of the public, so we're quite excited about that, and we feel that as an electoral management body, that's actually quite a big achievement. We have actually finished the procurement of ballot paper. This weekend, we were busy with ballot paper design, and we're due to start printing shortly. However, I must point out that due to the large number of presidential candidates, we're having to obviously procure some more ballot paper, which process we've actually started today. But otherwise, we're generally happy as of now. After the sitting of the nomination court, we are actually now doing intensive training of polling agents and polling officers.
Will the printing of the ballot papers be done in Zimbabwe or elsewhere for security reasons?
We are going to print the ballot paper in Zimbabwe for the very simple reason that we simply don't have sufficient funds or sufficient foreign currency to print elsewhere. However, we have satisfied ourselves as a commission. We did a tour of all the printing companies, and we came up with two printers that we satisfied ourselves in terms of their security measures with which they've put in place. So printing is due to start anytime this week as soon as we finalize the ballot paper design.
Will opposition and civil society groups be part of this process as part of the transparency measure that you have implemented since you were put in charge of the Electoral Commission?
Yes, we had as a commission agreed to allow not only members of the opposition, but what we're calling stakeholders, because we were thinking some local observers, regional observers, and other, you know, faith-based organizations, just put them in one room and allow them to look at the ballot paper and satisfy themselves about all these other, you know, scientific theories floating around about its chemical composition and such. However, unfortunately, the meeting to work out the modalities was on Friday last week, and it was disrupted by a member of an opposition party. So that meeting has to be rescheduled, and hopefully the modalities must be worked out, because they can only be worked out on a consensus basis.
How has been the cooperation of these political parties with the Electoral Commission so you would address their concerns ahead of the elections?
All right. We have, as a commission, in recognition of the fact that there is a perception amongst most opposition parties that the electoral management body in the past was complicit in whatever it is that is alleged to have taken place in the past. So there is, I would like to admit, a certain level of distrust. But we have been working quite actively as a commission to do stakeholder engagements with political parties at least once a month. We then upped them to once every 2 weeks in the run-up to proclamation. And then as I'm speaking, I've actually, since last week, implemented a chairperson's interaction with members of the media, even, to actually allow the media a certain set time where they can actually sit with the chairperson and put whatever questions that they put. So we are working flat out to actually be as transparent as we can, but I will admit it's work in progress.
Madam Chairperson, what should the people of Zimbabwe expect from the commission in July's elections?
The people of Zimbabwe should expect a professional, independent commission that runs a smooth and well-oiled administrative electoral machine on that day. We are working flat out in terms of our procurements and administrative procedures to make sure that everything goes smoothly. And we are working, and we're quite happy. We've taken note. Yes, there have been certain incidences, but we've taken note that this is one. We had one of the most peaceful pre-election periods in recent elections. It's unfortunate events took a different turn last week, but all of the pre-election period had been relatively peaceful, and we were quite grateful for that. And we're actually hoping that once we get over this act of terrorism, we can actually continue in a peaceful manner. Zimbabweans are generally a peace-loving people.
If I may ask you, how credible, transparent will those July elections be?
I am very confident, I will use the word very confident, as the chairperson of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, that these elections will be fair, that they will be transparent, that they will be credible. I'm fairly certain that they will give us a credible result which will be acceptable to most right-thinking Zimbabweans.
Last but not the least, your message to the people of Zimbabwe ahead of the elections.
My message to the people of Zimbabwe ahead of the elections is this. Zimbabwe is a beautiful country, and we can only have the election that we want. We can only have the election that we deserve. Let us preach the message of peace. Let us preach the message of love. A democracy does not necessarily mean that we hate each other. We are Zimbabweans. This is our country. Let us go to choose the leaders that we want in peace and take our country forward and bring it forward. We owe it to future generations.